Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
This is
Greater Boston.
Melissa waited self-consciously on the platform at Downtown Crossing, amidst a crowd of agitated commuters all trying to get home. The first train to pass helped no one. Every car keeping its doors tightly shut, Free Isaiah signs hanging proudly in their windows. Commuters growled their frustration, banged on locked doors.
Someone in the back threw an egg, which detonated on a window, sending a spray of yolk back onto the already aggrieved commuters closest to the platform. The next train opened up exactly one community car to waiting travelers, room enough for three people of the waiting hundred to squeeze into the already packed car.
Melissa was self-conscious because she was not one of the waiting masses. Her own home would be arriving on the platform in just a few minutes, and the doors would open to admit only her.
Her housemates had held a vote, and Melissa was the lone holdout against joining the shutdown.
And she felt bad about that, too. She was sympathetic to Powell's cause, respected her housemates' commitment to civil protest. But Melissa worked for the Linzer Coolidge administration. It put her in a very awkward position to be part of a protest against the administration she served.
Her home pulled into the station, and she made her way toward the door.
Trying not to push, trying to be courteous, though the crowd made it difficult.
Excuse me. Please, I need to squeeze through. Thanks. Excuse me. This is my house. I need to get to the door. Excuse me.
As she reached the door, it squeaked open only slightly, just enough to let her slip inside.
She sighed in relief, glad to be away from the hostile crowd.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, are you kidding? Hiding the train for yourself? Who the fuck do you think you are? Princess Diana? Listen, I hate to tell you, but she died like 40 years ago. And also, your hair is not anywhere near as feathered enough to be her. She was a saint.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Crap.
Ow.
Pepper spray again?
I'll get some milk.
Ow. How bad did they get you?
Not that bad this time. The door was mostly closed.
God.
Here, I soaked this in milk. Put it on your eyes.
Thank you. That helps.
Oh, Christ. It's in the air. It stinks to breathe.
I think the commuters got the worst of it.
If they keep doing that, someone's gonna end up trampled or down on the tracks. This has to stop.
I'll call public safety, let them know the situation.
Thank you, Marnie.
It'd be great.
You're doing better?
Yeah. The milk helped.
We can come see on, you. Open the door. Come on.
I'd like to be on YouTube. Like all your faces.
Come on. You all be ashamed of yourself.
Go fast as funny. Fuck.
God. How long is this going to go on?
How long is your boss going to keep Isaiah Powell locked up?
She's not. It's just... there's procedure. It's not her decision. Is she the mayor? Her not. Acting mayor. And not for much longer. You heard her announcement. Isn't it traditional for lame duck administrations to issue pardons on their way out the door?
Isn't that why Chelsea Manning is free?
Presidents, not mayors. Or governors, maybe. But it doesn't even matter. You have to be convicted of something before you can be pardoned. If he's innocent, and you know we believe that he is, then a pardon doesn't even make sense. And another thing. I don't want to talk about this. I'm just the assistant, and I'm not at work.
Oh, come on. Let us on the train.
This is terrorism, man.
Yeah, economic terrorism.
Just like Bespin said. Bespin for mayor!
Terrorist!
Oh, wow. You told them? Huh?
Shut up, Mindy.
Oh, sorry about that.
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I shouldn't.
All right. No worries.
I should get rid of this milk cloth before I start smelling like cheese.
Hey, I called it in. They've got paramedics on the scene treating anyone hit by the pepper spray.
I better call into work. It's only a matter of hours before Bespin is on the record trying to make deranged assholes hitting commuters with pepper spray somehow Isabel and Charlotte's fault.
That's a tough spin, isn't it?
She's got people literally claiming that it's terrorism to lock your own front door. You think she can't spin this however she likes?
God, what are you going to do about her?
What about Bespin?
What can we do?
We just throw everything behind Powell.
You're coordinating with her campaign.
Ha. Coordination. Right. We're not coordinating anything. Powell won't even take our phone calls. She says she's got nothing to say to us until she sees her nephew knocking on her front door.
But it doesn't matter.
It's not about coordination. Hell, it's probably better if it's not coordinated. If it's clear that Charlotte is honestly backing her. With or without Powell's acceptance.
You're just gonna leave it here?
Come on, asshole. I gotta get home. Eat a trillion dicks. That's in the fucking show.
Ugh. This is getting old real fast.
Well, you wanted to work in politics. What'd you expect?
Did I? I honestly can't remember making that decision anymore.
Of course, she did make that decision. And in truth, she still didn't regret it, despite everything.
Really?
She believed in working to make a difference. She believed in taking on the toughest challenges. Sure, there'd be setbacks.
She got pepper sprayed.
But that wouldn't stop Melissa.
Okay. Enough moping. I need a new plan.
She was committed to making things better.
I need to talk to Isabel.
Interesting. I'm going to have to keep an eye on you.
Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen, with recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. This episode featured Alexander Danner as the narrator, Braden Lamb as Leon Stamatis, Tanya Milojevich as Melissa Weatherby and Mindy, Eli Barraza as Marnie. The miserable commuters were Alex Brown, Zoe Von Embler, Kyle Garrett, Sarah Golding, Sean Howard, Jack Peavyhouse, and Jake Song. Charlie on the MTA is recorded by Emily Peterson and Dirk Teedy.
listen, I'm gonna man spread all I want. I'm gonna man spread my man spreading. I'm gonna put some man spreading on top of my goddamn fucking man spreading. This is my train car. Who do you think you are? Some kind of El Presidente member man on the top of the totem pole? No, I hate to tell you, my bitch ass is on the top of the totem pole. I am the ruler of this roost. This is my train car, and I will ask you politely to leave. Listen, I'm gonna ask you one simple question. Who do you think you are? Addendum, I'm gonna ask you a second question. Who the fuck do you think I am? Because the answer to the second question is the bitch that's gonna whoop your ass if you don't get out of my way. I knew it. I knew the Illuminati were in on this. I saw all of the signs. My barista this morning looked at me in the eye and he said, have a good day. And I knew when he said, have a good day, what I knew he really meant was I'm watching you with the eyes of 1,000 falcons. I knew it. I knew you were following me. You didn't think you would get one on me. I have the eyes of an eagle. I'm a patriot. The Illuminati cannot control the media because I am the media. That one got away from me. Sorry about that.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space. Multiverse. Stars. One stars. One star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one-star reviews from all across the universe.
I'm supposed to say that we promised to bring you the very best one-star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the one stars wherever you get your podcasts.